The Giants got pretty much worst case scenario news as Brandon Belt did in fact fracture his thumb on that hit by pitch in the final game in Denver over the weekend. So on today's Locked On Giants podcast, we're answering your questions, a lot of them about Brandon Belt, what the Giants are going to do in his place. And then you also want to know about the bullpen without Jake McGee and the playoff roster in general. So we'll talk all about those questions on today's Locked On Giants podcast.
You are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and on this show we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. I'm a former contributor for the baseball statistics and analysis websites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs. I've been podcasting about the Giants since 2015, and I'm a lifelong fan. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. And thank you for making Locked On Giants your first listen of the day. The show is available on YouTube as well as Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. We are free and available on all platforms. And as I said, we're going to do a mailbag episode today, and the bad news came down last night around 5 p.m. or so. It was reported that Brandon Belt did, in fact, sustain a fracture to his left thumb on that hit-by-pitch in the last game in Denver. So, needless to say, this is a pretty devastating injury for a San Francisco Giants team that is postseason bound and 1 week or less than a week away from the end of the regular season. They're fighting to win the National League West. They have a two-game lead with six games remaining for both the Giants and the Dodgers. So it is not the time when you want to lose a player who was absolutely carrying your team. Now, can the Giants sustain the success they've been able to have without Brandon Belt? I think that they can. Has all year the theme been a next man up mentality? Yes, it has. And has the depth of this Giants team come out time and time again? Yes, it has. And so I think with Lamont Wade Jr., with Darren Ruff, who's hopefully on his way back, and with Chris Bryant and Wilmer Flores, the Giants have a lot of moving, interchangeable parts, and they should be able to withstand this. But it is a devastating injury nonetheless. So we'll jump into the questions at this point. Hagen asks, with Belt possibly out for the rest of the year, what is first base going to look like? So I think that's the question on everybody's mind. And the fact is, like, they already dealt with this. Brandon Belt missed a lot of time earlier in the season with that knee injury he sustained in Anaheim. And the fact is that the Giants were able to continue to play well. They didn't really miss a beat without Brandon Belt. Now, does that mean that this is not a big deal? Again, no, it does not. But looking at what the Giants have been able to do at the first base position this season, I mean, we've all been talking about this recently because the production has been so remarkable. The Giants have 48 home runs out of the first base position this season, 383 on base, 596 slugging. They've just been fantastic. And a lot of that has come from Lamont Wade Jr. and Darren Ruff. Those two have the next most plate appearances at the first base position besides Brandon Belt. So Darren Ruff is currently on the injured list, but the latest report that I've seen about his status is that he hopes to return when eligible on Thursday. He's currently on the IL with an oblique injury. So obliques are tough, and it's a serious injury in baseball because, you know, that's actually what Jake McGee is dealing with as well. A lot of rotation in baseball, obviously. So, you know, thankfully it's mild, and thankfully he thinks he may be able to come back on Thursday. Giants may want to be cautious if they continue to win and hold off the Dodgers. just to make sure Darren Ruff is fully healthy, because if Brandon Belt is going to miss some time in the postseason, and Hagan, your question being if Belt is possibly out for the rest of the year, man, would that be the worst case scenario? And right now we don't know how much time he's going to miss. The word is that we're going to get more updates today, and that Belt is going to meet with doctors over the next few days to, you know, develop a plan for rehabilitation and for a return. There's a chance they all recommend season-ending surgery. There's a chance they all recommend he can rehab his way back. There's a chance it could be, you know, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 2 weeks, 1 week. So we don't know at this point, but I think it's probably the right thing to do to plan for the worst. And so undoubtedly the Giants are doing that. But to answer your question, I think that the obvious kind of move right now is that Lamont Wade Jr. probably plays first base in Brandon Belt's absence against right-handed pitching. And the Giants are set to face a couple of righties in the first two games of this series in Arizona. Luke Weaver tonight, Merrill Kelly tomorrow, and then a lefty, Madison Bumgarner, in the finale on Thursday. But that's a possibility to put Lamont Wade Jr. there. That's what basically the Giants did before when Belt was out. But they didn't have Chris Bryant at that point. And Chris Bryant can also play first base. And that would allow you to, you know, it's basically like which defender, what do you think is your better defense? Bryant at first and Wade Jr. in the outfield, or Wade Jr. at first and Bryant in the outfield? So we'll see. I think what they do tonight will tell us what they think is a better defensive alignment. I'm not really going to comment on that. I think it's debatable. I mean, I could comment on it. It would just be a waste of time. Let's just see what they do tonight, and that'll tell you. Whichever one is at first base, they think that's the better defensive alignment. And what this does, like basically what missing Brandon Belt does, is it adds in an extra outfielder. And that might seem a little weird, but it's because one of Bryant or Wade Jr. is moving to first, and they've been playing in the outfield. Against right-handed pitching, you've had basically Bryant in left, Yastrzemski in center, and Wade Jr. in right for the most part recently. And what this does is it's going to bring back playing time for either Alex Dickerson, who recently came off the injured list, or Steven Duggar, or both. But it wouldn't be both at the same time. It would be one or the other, maybe rotating through them. Obviously, with Dickerson, the idea is offense. With Duggar, it's more of a defense and base running thing. His hitting has definitely cooled off as of late. But that's basically the decision. And so look for Dickerson or Duggar to be in that outfield tonight. And that's kind of the player that gets added when Belt goes down. And so that's what I expect against right-handed pitching. And against left-handed pitching, this is where Darren Ruff becomes a critical player. And he's also a guy, if you don't want to go with Dickerson or Duggar as a starter against a righty, you could opt to go with Darren Ruff as a starter even against a right-handed pitcher. They have a lot of choices. If you're not picking up on that by now, like, the point is they have so many different choices, and that's the beauty of a roster that can, you know, with players who can move around at different positions and with the depth that they have. And so I think they can cover this. It really stinks though, because Belt was just doing so well. I mean, like, elite offense the last couple years combined, this year, last year, and then if you combine the two. But anyway, standard kind of response is that against a lefty, you'll probably see Darren Ruff in left field, and you'll see Wilmer Flores starting at first base. Or you could go with Ruff at first, and then, you know, Bryant and Slater in left and center, and then you could start a lefty against a lefty in the outfield if you want to, like Yastrzemski or Wade Jr. Probably Yastrzemski. He has the longer history of starting even against left-handed pitching. So again, what's clear is that they have choices, and that's a good place to be. But still, you're losing one of your best players, your best offensive player this season and the last couple seasons combined, and one of the best offensive players in the game over that period of time. So coming up next, we'll get into more questions and answers. We have questions about the bullpen without Jake McGee, the emergence of Camilo Doval and Kervin Castro, and if they're going to be on the postseason roster. So we'll get into that next. But first, hey, Giants fans, this is Ben Caspick with an incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about. Get Upside. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app in the App Store or Google Play Store right now. Use promo code BASEBALL and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using Get Upside. Just download the app for free and use promo code BASEBALL to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to use your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BASEBALL to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. That's code BASEBALL. All right, as promised, we are going to get into more questions and answers. I want to thank you again for making Locked On Giants your first listen. And again, we are on YouTube. We're on all platforms where you can get podcasts, and we are free on all platforms. So thank you so much. Jumping back into the questions, there's a lot about Brandon Belt. I hope that I mostly covered it there, taking up about 10 minutes of conversation about Belt. If you have more questions, you can always send me, you know, one on Twitter, and I'll potentially get back to it there. But, you know, people want to know about Darren Ruff as well. Again, hopefully he's back on Thursday, but they may be extra cautious if they're able, say, to win the next couple games and the Dodgers maybe lose a game or two and the Giants get a big lead there. Maybe they'll be more careful. But let's get into some questions about the bullpen. Big Guy asks, is the Giants bullpen set without McGee as the closer, who fills that role most often? And then relatedly, CJ asks, Camilo Doval and Kervin Castro, are they both on the postseason roster? And then Big Tones says Doval in the ninth, and any possible chance Dubon gets called up. So in terms of Dubon, I don't think that's likely. I think Tyro Estrada has edged him out on the depth chart, and if we see anybody who's going to fill in that infield role, it would probably be Tyro Estrada ahead of Mauricio Dubon. But regarding the bullpen, I haven't heard any recent updates on Jake McGee. I was looking for that today and wasn't really able to find it. So the last I heard was that McGee hopes to be back, or they hope McGee is back before the end of the regular season. But anytime you're talking about hoping and setting a deadline like that, I remain pessimistic about that possibility. But keep in mind that if the Giants were to clinch a spot in the division series outright, meaning if they were to win the West, then they wouldn't play game one of the NLDS until Friday. I'm pretty sure that that's correct. Either Thursday or Friday, but I'm pretty sure it's Friday. So that would give them extra time for guys like Ruff, Belt, McGee to heal up. So that's potentially a big deal if you can pull off a clinch of the West here in the next six games or less. So in terms of the bullpen and the back end of the bullpen being set without Jake McGee, I don't think it is set. They've tried a couple different guys. In fact, going off memory, they used Tyler Rogers to try to close out a recent game without McGee, I think, first. And it didn't go so well. I think he got through it, but it was a little bit torturous. And then they used Dominic Leone, who loaded the bases with nobody outs, but then got through it without allowing a run in Denver, which was actually super impressive. And then in the finale, they used Kervin Castro to close out the game. None of those games was particularly close going into the ninth inning. And so it's not entirely clear who they would go to if there was like a one-run lead in the ninth. And I think we'll find out in the next few games, because that's always a possibility that you're going to have a close game where you have the lead. But I think just based on the trends that I've seen with the usage of the bullpen, I think that they're going with Dominic Leone in that ninth inning for now. with McGee being out. And I think Tyler Rogers, they're kind of pushing him back into that eighth inning role, even though I don't know that there's anything to the kind of fact that he's pitched better in the eighth and worse in the ninth. I tend to not put a lot of stock into that. And I think if you gave him a full season of one or the other, you would basically get the same results. But the fact is that Rogers did not do well in that position, and there is a lot of contact that happens with Tyler Rogers. I kind of feel insulted on his behalf sometimes when on the broadcast they're making him sound bad by saying, you know, you get so much weirdness with Tyler Rogers every single time and there's always going to be a lot of hits. That's just not true. There is not a lot of hits. He allows fewer base runners than most Giants relievers, and he's been great at run prevention. And so I think that he just kind of gets perpetually disrespected a little bit. He's not been sharp recently, and that happens with all relievers. We've seen Jake McGee go through some troubles himself. But anyway, Tyler Rogers, I still think, is a trusted and valuable part of this bullpen. I feel a lot better about him against lefties right now because they have had a hard time with him, and you can just see it in the quality of the at-bats. Lefties really struggle against Rogers. So I think that they'll continue to aim to have Tyler Rogers pitch against pockets of left-handed hitters, you know, left-handed heavy parts of a lineup. And Dominic Leone just kind of attacks no matter who's in the batter's box. And I think that that's more of a traditional ninth inning type of role. And so I think for now that Dominic Leone is going to be that guy, and Tyler Rogers is going to just stay in that role he was in when Jake McGee was healthy. But I think that they'll be willing to change that up. I think more than most managers, Gabe Kapler is going to be not adherent necessarily to a preset bullpen role. We could see Tony Watson closing out games. And just as an example, we did see that. We saw Rogers, we saw Leone, and we saw Castro. We've seen Doval close out some games. And so I don't think it's necessarily going to be just one guy. So that's kind of how I see it. And then the question is, like, are they set? I would say no. I mean, they're just going to kind of continue to experiment. But if it's a one-run lead tonight, I would expect it to be Leone. And then the other question, Doval and Castro on the postseason roster. I think they would have a hard time keeping those two off the postseason roster, just with how well they've thrown the ball lately. Kervin Castro still hasn't walked a batter. I believe he still hasn't walked a batter. They've both, Castro and Doval, both rookies, have been just electric in the month of September. Doval's ERA is down to 3.52 in 23 innings this year. He's got a really good 32% strikeout rate. Numbers are just strong across the board. He gets ground balls and he gets strikeouts, and nothing really seems to faze him. And you can pretty much say the same about Kervin Castro. No walks allowed, no home runs allowed, just 10 and a third innings. But peripherals are really strong. Both of these guys, I would say yes. It's, you know, I would have a hard time, they would have a hard time keeping them off the postseason roster. And then Big Tone's question, Doval in the ninth. Maybe. I mean, like I said, maybe. I think he has work to do to establish himself as a trusted guy in that situation right now as a rookie who's just, 24 years old. I don't think they're just going to thrust him into that situation given the pressure that's going to be coming potentially with the Giants in the postseason. But if he just continues to dominate over the next six games, he's quickly been elevated and he could continue to rise all the way to the top. He's got that type of stuff, obviously, throwing 102 miles an hour sometimes with a wipeout slider. So we shall see. So coming up next, more questions and answers. There's questions about Buster Posey. Is he going to play every day in the postseason or is he going to continue to get days off? And then the Brewers, who are playing the Dodgers for the last three games, but they've already clinched. Is there any reason that they're going to be trying even or playing hard in that final series of the year? So all of that coming up next. But first, we're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back to start another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use promo code NFL100 from football, basketball, boxing, postseason baseball, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers for the 2021 season. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. Promo code locked on. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure the often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning, is your Odyssey an LX or an EX, and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. So why choose to spend 30, 50, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? You can even ask them what part you need, pull out your phone, order it from rockauto.com, save a bunch of money, and have somebody else install it. Have the dealership install it. There's just really no reason to be paying more for the exact same auto parts. rockauto.com is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write locked on in their how did you hear about us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. All right, as promised, we are going to get into the last round of questions. We have questions about the Brewers and what the point is for them in this last series of the year against the Dodgers. They've already clinched. They know what seed they're going to be in the league. So are they even going to try? And we're going to talk about Buster Posey and is he going to be, you know, coddled throughout the postseason, or are they going to push him and he's going to start every day? So let's jump into that Brewers question first. Joel asks, any reason the Brewers will try at all this weekend? I think it's a relevant question because, you know, they've got to take care of their own business first, and they're not going to be out there, you know, doing everything they can, pulling out all the stops to help the Giants or just to be, you know, to quote unquote, like do the right thing, do the you know, play the Dodgers as tough as possible because the Dodgers are playing for something and it means something to the Giants. I think they will do their part. It's traditional in baseball that teams, you know, they're not just going to sit everybody. They're going to try, but if they fall behind like 4-0, they're going to take a starter out. You know, they're not going to overextend anybody. But the fact is they are not going to play, like I said, until I think Friday. I think the National League Division Series, both of them get underway on Friday. And so we're talking Friday, Saturday, Sunday that the Brewers are facing the Dodgers in the last series of the year. This upcoming weekend. And so the Brewers, with like 5 days off or whatever, they're going to want to keep people sharp. So they're not going to just be resting everybody throughout that weekend. But as I said with Darren Ruff and Jake McGee, if, you know, they already are in a great position, they're not going to rush anybody who's dealing with any kind of injury. They're going to continue to rest those guys. But They're going to want their players to get one last final tune-up against a good team. So I would expect them to put out their normal players and give them somewhat normal playing time just in order to keep them fresh. They don't want them to get rusty. If they were to, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, like rest everybody, that would be a little bit too much time off. So at the same time, they probably don't want to give the Dodgers a great fresh look at maybe Corbin Burns and Freddie Peralta and Brandon Woodruff. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to follow. Hopefully the Giants don't need a ton of help. Maybe the Padres can. I think the Padres are going to be motivated in this upcoming series. Those two teams have some bad blood, and the Padres are going to be motivated to just beat the Dodgers. So I could see the Padres playing as tough as possible. Their manager is going to be fighting for his job because, I mean, I don't think he probably can do much more at this point, but we'll see. I just do expect the Padres to play tough. So the one of the last questions, I actually can't find it right now, but I know it was about Buster Posey. And the question was basically, is he going to play in the playoffs every single day? Assuming the Giants have some kind of run, a deep run through the playoffs, does he play every day or do they continue to give him days off? I would say that he's in there every day because, as you mentioned in the question, I'm sorry, I can't. Oh, there it is. Let the old guys play. With the structure of the playoffs, will the Giants build in any off days for Posey, or can we expect to see him catch every game in the postseason? I think with the built-in days off, I would expect him to play every day in the postseason. There's a day off on every travel day. So if you have, you know, the division series, for example, the first two games would be in San Francisco. Well, actually, not necessarily. If you're in the wild card game and you win that game and you go to the division series playing the Dodgers, those two games would be in LA. But that's the only circumstance where it wouldn't be in San Francisco. But that's besides the point. There's a day off after those two games and before the next two games, which would be in the other city. So it's like that throughout the postseason. So I would fully expect Buster Posey to start every day. Although they'll try to give him some rest here down the stretch, I would imagine, ahead of the playoffs. He has looked a little bit more tired to me in the last couple of months. So as much rest as they can give him without sacrificing their position and trying to make, you know, win the NL West, I would imagine that they continue to do that until the playoffs come. But once the playoffs come, unless he comes to Gabe Kapler and says, I need a day off, I think they're going to put him in that lineup each and every day. So that is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much to everyone who submitted questions. I really appreciate it as always. I hope you enjoyed today's show. We will be back tomorrow talking about tonight's game. I'm sure there will also be an update on Brandon Belt. So please come back tomorrow. We do these shows every single weekday. Again, free on all platforms, including now YouTube, so you can watch these shows that you listen to every day. Once again, my name is Ben Caspick. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Caspick. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, liking on YouTube, commenting, and subscribing on YouTube as well. It helps me out so much, so thank you in advance, and thank you to everyone who's done so already. I can't wait to be with you again tomorrow. Thanks again for listening. You are now Locked On Giants.